Welcome to Highly Political, a podcast where two passionate ladies smoke weed, talk politics, laugh, and sometimes cry. With special guests from the world of comedy, cannabis, and politics.
We haven't worked on Capitol Hill, but that's okay. We're paying attention, and so should you.
We want you to be informed, like little democracy angels. So pack your bowl, grab some snacks, and let's get into it. And remember, when they go low, we get high.
Today we're smoking Pineapple Dream, a hybrid known to stimulate the mind for a chatty convo, which is where we need to be because we have a lot of initiatives to talk about.
We pay homage to the notorious RBG. We will miss her impactful and eloquent reign as Queen Supreme. May her memory be a blessing.
We have 44 days until the election, and we're voting for more than just president, so it's time to talk props. All right, T, light it up.
Yo, that, what is it, like a digital lighter you have? Look at you showing off with that French inhale, dumb bitch. So jealous.
Followed by a cough. I French inhaled. First of all, guys, I don't show off. It's like the only way I know how to smoke. I'm like an idiot savant.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Well, no, I like
just
it.
Just because I'm just jealous. It's like it's my way of projecting my jealousy.
Mm-hmm. Ha-ha! Doesn't affect me, bitch.
I feel like your baby blues are really popping. Whatever lighting you have going on right now is very nice.
Okay, Deanna French inhales, baby blues.
Yeah, this quarantine isolation is really getting to me. Not to say I wouldn't be giving you compliments if you weren't here live in person. It's just missing you even more.
Yeah, I'm using a bolt lighter, just a USB lighter. It reminds me of those old school lighters and cars that, you know, your uncle would light a cigarette.
Oh, like the push ones?
Yeah.
Those are cool, actually.
Yeah, so no flame, you know, trying to keep away from flames during these times. California's on fire in case.
It's on fire. It's shaking the fuck up.
Yeah. That, okay, we got an earthquake 2 nights ago that scared the shit out of me. I've never been so scared at an earthquake, and I've been here for quite some time, and I've weathered many a quake.
It's funny, as you were in the first people I thought about, I was like, oh, shit, I should text Sam. And then I also remember like, oh, wait, she also didn't like grow. I know you've been in LA for a long, or California, I should say, for a long time. But I was like, oh, shit, I forgot that you're not from California. So like for me, earthquakes, like born and raised in California, are just like so like a part of like always been in the background. Even though I'm like, obviously they've scared me so much too, but I just, in my mind, I guess I projected or imagined that coming from Jersey, that they're even more frightening.
It's never not shocking.
No, it was weird. Like, I feel like every time recently we've had some of these earthquakes, I'll be sitting in the living room and it's like one of those things where I'm like, wait, is this happening? And then you start to hear like a little bit of like certain things rattling. And Jacqueline, she was chilling underneath my bed. And as soon as I started to, the earthquake started, she like ran out looking all concerned. And I was like, Jacqueline. And I jumped up. And then as soon as I jumped up, she ran back underneath the bed. I was like, no, come out. And then I like went and stood in my doorway. I didn't know what to do. And then the earthquake was over by then. But it was a good shake.
I think I mentioned to you, T, I don't know, it was very grim, but I did not think it was an earthquake at first.
Oh, yeah, that's
I assumed it was war or a bomb. Like, because everything is so tense right now. This is like the climate of America that I didn't even think it was an earthquake. I literally was thinking, okay, Russia and China are coming for us. There's like some civil wars in the streets.
And you live in like in a somewhat posher neighborhood too, where.
Yeah.
I feel like.
I mean, it's so irrational what I was thinking.
Oh, my poor little baby.
And I was like, Narvi, Narvi. And Narvi was freaking out. We jumped on the couch. We were hugging each other. And then Eric was in the other room just going, woohoo.
Oh, my God. Earthquakes are wild, man. I guess it was like a 4.7 or a 4.6 or something like that.
Yeah, 4.6.
Center pretty close. Anaheim area.
One,
I think closer than some of the more recent earthquakes.
Yeah, no, it was close. It was very close. The epicenter was actually under my house. It was not there. It was very close to me.
Oh, damn.
It was in like the San Gabriel Valley.
Oh.
So very close to you too, T.
Yeah. I mean, closer than, but I think it was like more like, isn't San Gabriel Bar like more close to like Anaheim and stuff too?
I think it's, that's a good question.
I think that like the epicenter was closer.
Mm.
Like we were part of the, like we were very in the very close ripples.
I see.
I mean, this is how at least I imagine in my head, guys. I'm not a whatever the type of scientist is called that studies earthquakes.
Geologist? But probably not. Probably something more specific.
Yeah. They probably work together. They probably go to school together until they decide, like, okay, so what are you really into?
Right. Well, until one of them writes like a 30-page paper on a certain subject, and then they're the expert on that.
And then they like part their ways.
I was really scared. I thought it was war. But you know, we live another day.
Thank God, man.
And before we honor RBG, I do really want to talk about, Dan and I were talking about lube, and I just
which I think actually is kind of goes hand in hand with like her legacy when it comes
so
to
femme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, lube and cannabis infused lube. I know you were talking about how Flora now just mostly has like the hemp derived.
Yeah, a brand I really like, they moved from, I think, yeah, as you were just saying, like just CBD and hemp, because it's, you know, you can buy that online as a larger.
Yeah.
But it's just not as effective.
Yeah. I would feel like, I mean, at least for me, even like bath bombs or like oils that I've put into bath that have THC in them make a big difference compared to just like a CBD tincture that I'll add to like a bath or something.
Yeah, I agree. I'm so disappointed.
I remember one time I was like in a dispensary and I was talking to some girl about either like a budtender, but I don't know if it was like a bath bomb or like a tincture you put into the bath or something. And she was saying how like women may feel high from it. I was like, oh, interesting. Like, and like stupidly, I was like, oh, how? And then she was like, I was like, oh yeah, our vaginas. Oh, that's right. I forgot how much shit this bitch soaks up. You're right.
Yeah. Soaks up a lot. But Tiana, with an extremely high tolerance, probably never got high.
I definitely like was very relaxed and, you know, it was like a nice Epsom salt bath, like a little THC bath salts.
Yeah, I recommend them.
Yeah.
Overpriced, but nice, you know.
I sometimes would just put like, if it's like specifically if it was like a coconut oil based tincture, I would put like just add a couple of drops of a tincture to a bath with like some Epsom salts.
Oh,
yeah,
do that. I think I have some tincture left.
Mm-hmm. A little rose oil in there too. Get your skin nice and soft and smelling good. Girl, wow. I know I'm about that bath life.
Yeah, baths are amazing. That, you know, we're pro bath in this election. Okay,
that's good to hear from you, because I almost feel guilty every time I take a bath, because I'm concerned that you would judge me for the amount of water I use for a bath.
I know. I think we may have talked about this in the past, but I think that they're a better use because of the water. It's like a constant stream. I don't know. I think they might be better than showers.
I guess it depends how deep you feel your bath. Because
that's,
you
know, true.
I guess the way you could test it is take a shower, put the plug in, and see how deep the bath gets while you shower.
Yep. Let's not try this at home, guys. Let's not experiment.
Let us know, guys.
So maybe if you're like in Hawaii or a very water plush state, all of my Hawaii listeners.
Oh, yeah.
I
was just reading an article about, I think they call it like El Nino now or something, about the drought, which I find offensive. Like, why is El Nino was like the storm that brings all kinds of rain. Why is El Nino the drought?
Yeah.
If anything, El Nino should be wet.
Yeah.
Just saying. Quap. Okay. You ask Cardi B and Meg Stallion.
Oh my God. Speaking of Cardi B, honestly, she went off on Candace Owens on her IG live. Did you hear this? Watch it.
I didn't watch it, but I heard. I saw something about it in the ether.
She's going, I don't really listen to any music these days. I just listen to talk radio. But so to me, Cardi's number one single this summer is her fucking call out to Candace Owen. It's not WAP. It's her. Oh my God. If you guys missed it, you should find it. So basically she just, the right is coming after Cardi because she did an interview with Joe Biden. And so the right is saying she's pandering, Biden's pandering and yada, yada, yada. But it's like, okay, politicians pander. That's what they do. Let's get over it. And even Cardi B says that. And then she also said that she was watching Univision and that there was a Trump ad on Univision that, that was like, you know, something about how nobody on Joe Biden's team right now is Hispanic. Basically, it was race baiting Hispanic people versus black people. And Cardi B saw that and she called it out. And then she, what she said about Candace Owens was truly a chef's kiss in the air. She basically was like, you suck in this man's dick and he didn't even invite you to speak at the RNC.
Oh, you know what? I actually, that I now do remember reading something about her being like, you did all this shit and they didn't even have you at the RNC. So why don't you
I didn't even think of that. When, after she said that, I was like, oh my God, she wasn't at the RNC.
I thought the same thing. And she came after that that little mini Ann Coulter.
Tom. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I think Laura Ingraham's like the oldest, then Ann Coulter, and then Tommy she said some shit about Cardi, and Cardi like said basically like, bitch, like come and dog walk you, which means like again probably by hair walk you down the street or something like that.
You know, so what I love the most about her, when she was like, I pay millions of dollars in taxes every year,
right? Like, that's the thing I love. It's like, I hate when people try to say, like, why should you listen to someone like Cardi B about politics and this and that? Because she's an American citizen.
Why should you listen to the person on InfoWars you listen to?
Like, right. You know, it's like, you know, at least she's sparking conversation, you know, and she's getting people that listen to her music to, like, think about politics and think about what's going on and just, again, be more conscious of what's going on.
Oh, and some right-wing teenager or young adult doxed her. So doxing is when
you release people's like private information, right?
Address, yeah. And so Cardi B, she is like, I hired a private investigator. He went to his house. That kid's arrested now, and I hope he learns better.
Damn.
I mean, she's like the baddest bitch in the United States right now. You can't she's be fucking with Cardi B.
And she's getting divorced. She knows her self-worth. She's like ready. Like, come at me, y'all. Yeah. This ain't no game.
Offset. I hope he doesn't take a bunch of her money.
Yeah, I'm saying, because I don't think they have a prenup.
Oh! They don't.
But I mean, he has a lot of money too.
Yeah, but she has Migos, way more than him.
I don't know that to be true or distrue. I feel like they might be like neck and neck.
Yo, guys, I don't have that information, so I can't really cite anything, but I feel it in my bones. It's true.
You know what? I want to be there with you too. So I'm going to say, yeah, fuck that shit. You better not try to take her money. Probably, you know, hopefully they also don't need each other's money as much. So I feel like there's less of like a grab to like, you know, she's fine. I feel like she seems like somebody who would just be like, I just want what's fair from what we have together. I want half of what we have together.
Well, this is a good segue into a Supreme Court justice who helped women with equality issues like that in, you know, marriage, for example.
A queen of the week.
Queen of the week. Queen of the week. It's the queen of the week.
May her life be a blessing, which I've been reading is more of an appropriate term to say than rest in peace for people of the Jewish faith who have passed on.
And she passed away on the first night of Rosh Hashanah.
Mm-hmm.
So happy Rosh Hashanah.
I found out because Sam texted me. What did you say? Did you say fuck RGB died or something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
And then I just text back in all caps, no.
And then we started sharing some great pictures of her. So
let me try to make it a little more upbeat. But yeah, like before this bitch like started getting shit together, you couldn't even open a bank account without a male like co-signer. Like that's some real handmade shit.
Yes. And it wasn't like you were saying, it wasn't that long ago.
No, it was not that long ago. I mean, she was only 87 years old when she passed away. So you would feel like not being able to open a bank account without a man should have been something you couldn't do like 5,000 years ago. At least that's how I feel. Like, wait, what?
Oh my God.
No. And something that was really interesting about her that I was reading and some of the ways she was really able to pursue some of her cases. So She became like an ACLU lawyer that specialized in like women's rights project. And she had over 300 sex discrimination cases, and six of those went in front of an all-male Supreme Court, and she won five of them. And one of the ways that she would argue was showing that, you know, these discriminations against women also discriminated against men. So there was
her first case was that, right? That's the movie On the Basis of Sex. It's based on her first case with the caretaker, the son.
I don't know about that one. I haven't seen that movie. Tell me.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's Felicity Jones plays her, but I think it's about her first Supreme Court case, I think. And basically, this man was acting as a caretaker for his mother, but he wasn't getting government fund because like the definition of caretaker was mostly for women. So she took it to the Supreme Court, like on behalf of a man.
I saw the couple that I was reading about were, like a widower wasn't able to claim money off the death of his wife because the like what women brought to the marriage wasn't as important as men, so there was like nothing for him to claim basically.
Okay.
And I think she won that. And then also
not like, you know, they're having kids and keeping the population going.
Yeah, this shit is wild. Like just, it's interesting to see some of the things that
we take so for granted. That is hilarious.
That we take for granted, you know? It's like, what does she say about it? She says, another one in 2015, Obergefell versus Hodges. The outcome of Obergefell versus Hodges was a major movement for same-sex couples and the rights of LGBTQ Americans. In the case, a number of same-sex couples sued their representative states over bans against same-sex marriage and not recognizing their legal marriages. Ginsburg's vote helped overturn the marriage ban, legalizing same-sex marriage in every U.S. state. She said, "We have changed our idea about marriage," Ginsburg said. "Marriage today is not what it was under the common law tradition, under the law tradition." And I think another article is reading, one of the reasons she argued that is like before like Equal Rights Act and the things she fought for women, marriage was just was defined as like a dominant male and a submissive female relationship. And since they had proven that that wasn't the definition of marriage any longer, it was easier to like argue the fact that the definition of marriage wasn't just between a man and a woman.
Yeah, that is also so handmaidy.
Girl, I mean, I'm telling you, I will not forget, there was a time right when I first started watching Handmaid's Tale one day, I was sitting on my couch in my robe, eating ice cream, thinking about how good life is. And I told myself, remember this moment. Remember how carefree life can be. Because this is not guaranteed. And I said, okay, self-conscious, or okay, my subconscious, sounds good. Just kept eating my ice cream and carried on. Did I know? I would be thinking back to that moment like, bitch, so should I listen more? Should I start developing a plan for this?
Right. Do I take notes?
Like, what were you telling me? Because I do not have that emergency savings plan. If that's what you're hitting at, I just bought more ice cream. Okay.
I don't know how to seduce a guard and have him make me escape to Canada.
You know, it's like when they come in and they're like, that's what also was tripping me out when I was reading about RBG, when she talked about like you could have your own bank account. And I was like, yo, in Handmaid's Tale, they say like basically all your bank accounts now like go to like your either like your husband or the eldest man in your family.
That was the first thing they did.
Yeah. So that means
that's the most important thing.
All my money would go to my dad. And if he donated even a cent of that to the Trump campaign.
All my money would go to my dad.
Girl, can you imagine if our dads had not only had all of our money, but like could dictate like our existence and like what we could do in life and who we could marry and like what we were allowed to do?
I would be a murderer.
We we'd be like known as like a, I mean, I don't even know how we would even have met, but hopefully we would have met and then we would have been like best friend murderers.
Yo, that's it. Like
trying to save women from their crazy dads. I mean, like, this is that. I love you. Sam's dad, Kevin, you're cool. You know, but you're also, both of you are insane. So, and in this scenario, I'm pretty sure we'd be like women murderers.
Yeah. We'd get your insanity in a different way.
I mean, oh my God. So,
now, you know, guess what? There's an empty seat on the Supreme. Is it, this is the thing we could, the thing is, it's hard because, like, who was the first one who died? Scalia?
Yes. And that's like, when Obama was president.
Yeah. So when he died, I can't imagine people being so upset. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Like, I don't think Scalia was had, well, I don't think there's ever
upset
been
in the way to just, you know, a life is lost, you know, but
well, also,
was he a,
well,
hero?
Well, I was gonna say, I feel like from what I was reading and what I've been seeing, like, RBG is the only Supreme Court justice that had the type of notoriety.
Iconoclast.
Like, iconic type of, like, also just, like, in a pop culture kind of way.
Yeah.
You know, there were so many attributes about her that, like, I think made it easy for her to be, like, the face of certain pop culture, not even just pop culture movements, but certain, like, you know, social movements, specifically when it comes to, like, feminism and stuff like that. So I don't think, at least from what I understand or what I've seen, there's been anybody that kind of has that same type of, became like an icon or was like used to be like a symbol of a movement or a an idea of something.
Right. And also, she got style. She wears those glasses, those ears, her descent,
yeah,
little necktie.
I was saw like an interview when she was talking about her and what was the first woman who was on the Supreme Court?
Oh, she was a conservative judge, I think. Sandra Day O'Connor.
Yeah, her, and then she said that her and Sandra Day O'Connor like came up with the idea to start wearing those different types of collars and like creating like a piece that was more from the female fashion, because the way that the robes were designed was to allow like a cutout for like the top of like a button-up shirt and tie. And so then like, mm-hmm, they said like, oh, we should like create, you know, so they create different like handkerchiefs and the little like collars that they made, and then it turned into something where she has specific ones she would wear, you know, for just different issues, or if I was going to, you know, descend about something, I'd wear this one. And so that's cool. Like, imagine, I mean, those got to go to the Smithsonian or something, right? Like,
yeah,
there's going to be like some museum display one day of like all the different collars and things that she, and, you know, handkerchiefs that she had for that.
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah, absolutely. I feel like it would go in, it would go, you know how displays and exhibitions like go on tour, obviously.
Yeah.
I feel like it would go back and forth from some trendy ass fashion, you know, museum somewhere, and then back to the Smithsonian or, you know, a library or yada, yada, yada.
As you're saying about Scalia, so back to Merrick. And I think this is going to roll into what we're going to be talking about, which McConnell, I'm trying to rush this seat. So McConnell issued a stunning rejection of Obama's authority more than 11 months before the election was going to happen. He said, the American people should have a voice in the selection of their next Supreme Court justice. Therefore, the vacancy should not be filled until we have a new president. And that broke, I think it was like a 100-year tradition where it was like over 125 days before a new Supreme Court justice was sworn in.
Yeah. It's not a law or a rule. It's a precedent that doesn't need, didn't, you know, he just made it up so Trump could get, Mitch plays the long game. Mitch McConnell, right, ain't here for tomorrow. He's here for a year from now.
Well, he also isn't here. Like, I've been seeing a lot of things where it's talking about, you know, this is what Lindsey Graham said. He's like, use these words against me. Like, we should not rush a confirmation, like, before the election. And, you know, Mitch McConnell said this about, you know, Obama's nominee, Merrick. but we're also like riding on the idea that these people have any kind of morals or like
or integrity. there are people who are saying, oh no, no, they're gonna look like hypocrites, so they're not gonna do it. It's like they don't care about looking like hypocrites. They have no integrity. They have no moral ground to stand on. They don't care at all.
I was reading something too that was about like, you know, fascism is about power.
Yeah,
they only care about maintaining power. So maintain, like, this is their idea of maintaining power, which is like, okay, like, again, if that's a game they're going to play, then we need to do a better job maybe of playing that game. You know what I mean? Like, I saw somebody posted some meme, not a meme, or some tweet that said, like, you know, it's like Democrats and Republicans are playing a board game, and Republicans are like, fuck it, went outside and lit the house on fire, but Democrats are still inside playing the board game.
That feels so accurate. As an avid board game player, I understand that analogy quite well. So they took like a vote on it, and Republicans got away. They got rid of like the supermajority, so it only needed 51 votes, right? For someone to pass too. Yeah. Like they were you know, long gaming it. So Merrick Garland's nomination didn't go through. And then, you know, Trump put in that potato chip, Neil Gorsuch.
Yeah. And the fucking Kavanaugh. So what's so wild is like, if Trump is able to succeed and, you know, push his nominee through, hopefully before he, you know, loses and Biden comes into office, that means at the very least, even if he does win or whatever happens, at the very least, Donald Trump, the host of The Apprentice, the guy who said he's going to grab them by the pussy. Again, people, this is going to be in history books, okay? Whether or not you want to acknowledge that this is terrible or not, like, everyone's going to look back on this and pretend like they also thought, oh, I also thought it was terrible. No, you agreed with them, right? But whatever. Had three picks and sat three people on our Supreme Court. That just seems so wild to me.
It's so upsetting. Apparently Ted Cruz is gunning for it.
Well, Trump said something about how he's going to pick a like smart, talented woman or something.
Yeah, whatever, bro. Remember, real quick, just speaking of Ted Cruz, I just want to remind everybody, Trump called Ted Cruz's wife ugly, and then Ted Cruz sucked Trump's dick. So I just
I can't even imagine.
Someone I guess
looks at Jacqueline wrong. I have problems with him for a very long time. So, see, Jacqueline knows. You know, Jacqueline.
But yeah, among that. So speaking of, you know, getting into election territory, we got a bunch of props on the ballot. Every state does. But we're just gonna give our stuff on some California ones, and they're doozies.
Oh, what a shocker. The 2020 props or doozies? Didn't see that coming.
So there are some I'm just going to tell you really quick. Like, so we read up a bunch of stuff, and I'm going to give you just a yes or no what we think, and then some we'll stop to discuss. That cool for you, T? And then you could stop me and question me on whatever. Okay.
Yeah, I was like.
Yeah.
No, it was just funny for a minute when you were like, yeah, I'll tell you what we think, yes or no. I was like, wait, did I? Was I high earlier? And we had a conversation where I said yes or no. But then I also remembered that, like, I pretty much, there's certain things that I know that you know I'm like a yes for, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's certain things I know, like, if we're waiting for each other at a restaurant, I'm just going to order this for her. I know she's going to want this.
You versus, like,
I'm going to wait and see. So I trust you. And I also trust that if something comes up that I don't agree with, I will let you know. So let's roll it.
Okay, so the first one you might disagree with me, actually. Okay, it's for stem cell research. So a vote for it would expand stem cell research to $5.5 billion and help research in Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and other central nervous mind or brain diseases. Okay, so I say no because I thought a lot about this because $5.5 billion is so much. And right now California needs to allocate funds for homelessness, healthcare, and the environment.
Yeah, and I can get behind that because I agree, specifically choking on all this smoke. And I also think like the research from that seems like something that, I mean, I don't know about $5.5 billion, but it seems like you can garner a lot of like donations behind.
Well, the reason is because there was another prop that funded this years ago, but the money has run out. So they are asking for more money. And they're saying they can't get it done without federal. I mean, they would ramp up donations, I suppose, but.
Have they had any successes based off of their previous?
See, I think it's just the furthering of information and research. I mean, sometimes like drugs programs come up, you know, certain drugs from it, from studies.
Do you know if anybody would lose access to anything? Like,
no, it doesn't affect. No,
so it's just purely level.
It's purely for research.
Okay. You know what? Maybe it's not the, I may look more into it, but I support our decision to say no at this time because, like you said, I don't think this is the year for it. While this is something that is important to me and I think we should relook the budget next year, right now, I think we have other things we need to focus on. So, all right. Accept that answer.
And you know what? Right now, I'm not really in the business of keeping people on the planet.
Oh my God. Listen, but that was funny. I don't endorse that last statement, but I also don't condemn it.
So. Even though I'm personally terrified of Alzheimer's, so you see what I'm saying. I was really grappling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so I guess I might be skipping around here. Okay, so 16, it repeals Prop 209 from 1996, and it's a pro affirmative action. And so 209, what 209 sounded like, it was the California Civil Rights Initiative. So you're like, oh, okay, cool. That sounds good. I'll vote for that. But actually it was saying that you can't discriminate or preference anybody based on color. So in turn it flipped some, affirmative
action. Barred from people like who were seeking like more diversity and.
Yeah. Right? Yeah,
not
exactly.
Being like a reason for
it. So I mean, I don't know what your stance on affirmative action is, our greater audience, but I am, you know, I'm voting yes on this repeal. And
so what the repeal will appeal 209,
it'll basically reverse that and go back to like affirmative action quotas and
okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, support that.
Supporters are the California Democrats, Dianne Feinstein, Kamala Harris, as well as the Teachers Union and UC Board of Regents. The opponents are two Republican senators and a handful of U.S. reps, including Daryl Issa. Daryl Issa, you suck. I would never, ever vote for anything the same way you would vote for something.
Damn, bro. You better hope you never see Sam out in the streets because it sounds like it's on site, okay?
Watch out, Daryl Issa.
It's on site, Daryl. I mean, once Sam shows me a picture of you, you better watch out.
Yeah, you got two on your back. So, I was actually reading a lot about affirmative action today in general. Opponents of affirmative action say it should just be based on like class. So, you know, we're pro-affirmative. We can get into like maybe like a different ep where we discuss that at length.
Right.
But, you know, once again, fuck Daryl Issa. So we're just going to vote the opposite way of him.
Watch your back, bitch.
Okay. 15 is a resounding yes. It increases funding for public schools, community colleges, and local government services by changing tax assessment of commercial and industrial property. Okay, it's a mouthful. So basically what it does is there's if you own a commercial property in a certain area, like the taxes are the same as the property tax in that area.
Okay.
So they're much lower. So it's like it's a stagnant tax for commercial buildings. And normally when you think of who owns commercial buildings in Los Angeles, particularly like corporations, very rich people. Right. So basically they're like, they're not paying their fair share in taxes, and property taxes are how we fund public services like schools. Right. And the ballot initiative,
and the money they're making off of the people who are in these communities going to these schools.
Exactly. And so it would make an exception for properties whose business owners have 3 million or less in holdings in California. So if you make 3 million or less, you're not affected by this, and you can benefit from the stagnant tax rate.
Hmm. Oh yeah, I'm down with that.
Yeah, this one's really good. Greer Stone is for it. We've had him on the pod. He was talking about a housing bill. Actually, what, in the midterms, right?
Yeah, no housings. I mean, specifically, we're about to see a lot of mass evictions going on, and it's already starting, right?
Yeah, there's a rent control prop on the election too, which we'll get into. That's important, but yeah, supporters of the bill, Bernie Sanders.
Okay.
Cory Booker, just like, you know, top Dems, top Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg.
So let's do it, y'all. I'm in.
Let's do it.
What number was that again?
That number is 15.
15, yes. Let's go.
Let's go. Okay, 17 gives the right to vote if you're on parole. Like, yeah, what? I didn't even know that was a thing. Right. Absolutely, yes.
Yes.
That's so crazy. So 17, yes. 18 is a cool one. It allows 17-year-olds to early vote as long as they're going to be 18 by election day.
Oh, because you can't register until you're 18, huh?
Yeah. So they're allowing them to early register, early vote.
First of all, I think I've talked about this before. Still think it's a fucking trick bag, the fact that you even have to register to vote as an American citizen.
Agreed.
Like, they should, like, but whatever. So, I yes on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I want to go into a full rant because I know we got more shit to talk about, but y'all know how I feel.
19 is a no on me. On me. It's a no on me. It's a very complicated one. But it's about property tax transfers, exemptions, and revenue for wildfire agencies and county amendments, which sounds great. But I'm voting no, because basically this prop only affects Californians over 55 who own a house. Mm. And how it works is in participating counties. So if you're 55 or older, if you live in a house that you've been paying low property taxes on for many years, because, you know, it's different than the county you're going to move into.
Okay.
If you move into a new county, you can still have the same tax rate you had in the county you just moved from. So you would pay the same taxes on your new house that you would pay in a county with cheaper property taxes.
Right.
It is going to allocate funds to like wildlife agencies. But
is the idea or some of the logic behind that trying to like help people like move up one area?
Well, here's the thing.
Or is that how it's being like packaged as like, that's, you know what I mean? Because sometimes that those are the things that make it seem like it's a good thing, but really there's like all kinds of other shit underneath it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, here's the vibe. It's funny that your automatic thing was that, because it was meant for people to downsize. So it's for older people, 55 and over, who presumably won't be having any children. They're going to retire soon. Mm-hmm. It was meant for them to downsize, but they're taking advantage of the low taxes. So they're buying like high value properties.
Oh, interesting.
Which is
also interesting, because that's also such a way for people to continue and hold on and pass on wealth.
Yeah.
You know, in an unfair advantage.
Which I'm actually like, you know, inheritance to me is important. Like if you're inheriting a house, like absolutely. Yes. But it does just, it's pro a smaller group of people. Yeah. So I'm voting no on that.
Yeah. My mind feels like you're giving somebody like a bigger net when they have less of a way to swing it when they also already have like a basket full of butterflies.
Right. Also, proponents of this bill and people who are like funding the prop are real estate groups. Mm. And to me, it's like it's basically real estate agents will get more commissions.
Right. Right. Right.
And you know what? Look, real estate agents love you. I have friends who are them, but they all want, their goal is for prices to go up so they get larger commissions.
Of course. So.
And I'm not about, you know, no one could afford a house life. I'm not about that life. So I would like to vote no for that.
Yeah, I'll support that.
Okay,
that's
cool.
My list.
You got me. So we got 20 is a hard no.
Ooh.
Hard no. 20, okay. So we may have talked about this when we talked about Kamala, but I think it in maybe 2011 or 29, it was right when she became an AG. There was a case called Plata versus Brown. So Jerry Brown, the governor, and it went to the Supreme Court, and basically what the Supreme Court said was, California, your prisons are your jails are overpopulated. You need to get them down to 137% capacity. What? That's a lot. I don't even know how it works above 100 in capacity in a jail, but they had to lower it.
They're like, okay. Hey, just to let you guys know, I'm kind of overcrowded. You're at, what is it, 135%?
137%.
They were at 135?
Like they had to meet 137%. They had to meet that.
Damn. I was like, y'all are fucked, but can you not be fucked? Thanks. Damn.
So what the state did was they changed some felonies to misdemeanors to get people out of jail. So this is asking for it to be like kind of reversed. So basically they want to make, okay. So for example, if you stole something from a store or committed theft.
They want to do the opposite of what they did to like trump it up to fill those jails up.
Yeah, basically they want to fill the jails. And the people who are backing this are like correctional officers, sheriffs.
Yeah.
No. It's, you know, the people who make money, who profit off of prisoners
or profit prison system,
but also also people in their jobs, you know, like for me, if I was a correctional officer or a cop, I guess like, yeah,
it would be easy to at a first glance look at something and see why that Absolutely. Would benefit you versus looking at the overall humanitarian aspect of it.
Like you're a cog in a system, the system's paying for it, but you're just one of the cats. Well, you
look at the deeper issue of it. It's like, okay, so we want to make it easier to imprison people. It's not that the argument isn't that we want to repeal it because these crimes are actually more harsh than we realize and we should never have looked at them as lesser crimes. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's you have to come over one time where maybe we can do like a Zoom stream or something, I guess. There's this documentary I have called Slavery by Another Name. Oh. And it talks about how when like quote unquote slavery ended, like, you know, again, like when the analogies I give, like what were people supposed to go out and do? Like people, like they had no jobs, no property, people weren't hiring them. So what else are you going to, how are you going to eat? Right. You know, steal, right. Beg, this or that. And they made things like not having a job, like felony or like stealing. And so then you were on like the chain gang for so long. And one of the things this documentary talks about is putting people in like the coal mines, and how, what was so crazy about it was, and like it's just so crazy, like the way they talk about it is like, you know, if you had a slave, there was a part of you, because it was like an investment, you wanted to stay alive, you wanted to keep working, right? You wanted it to be relatively healthy to work, you know. But in the coal mines, it was so much cheaper literally to just work people to death and then just go fucking arrest and jail and get new prisoners and send them to the coal mine than it was to like maintain slaves. So that's just like a little like pea-sized part of that documentary. And the more you like you listen to it, and then you see like, you know, how of course these things are going to have ramifications to present day, and you just dive more into it. So yeah, that's a hard fucking no on, was it 19?
20.
2020, y'all.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Hard no on Prop 20, bitch. California, let's go.
Okay. 21 expands rent control across the state. That's a yes.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's crazy out here, these rents. I don't know how y'all do it with kids, single people. You know, it's rough.
It's rough.
I was like, I got some rent control shit where I'm at. I was like, yo, y'all drag my ass out of here.
I'm staying. And you. And
I'm voting yes on 21, okay?
Oh my God. Then, okay, so 23 is, I'm very torn on this one, and I cannot give a yay or a nay.
Ooh.
It is, it's for kidney dialysis centers. So basically it's
curveball.
Yeah, it's a real curveball.
Didn't see that coming.
And so
you could have been like, I guess anything what you think this might be about. I can guarantee you I never would have guessed that. I don't know if I'm uninformed or if that's actually really random. So
I mean,
is that like a big political issue? It's like, let me know, you guys. Send us some DMs, comment on some shit. I just didn't know that this was something that would, you know, be on one of the props, but continue.
Kidney dialysis centers are known, like there have been some exposés on them, about like exploiting people or, you know, sucking them, like not accepting certain, their insurance. So they have to pay, but dialysis, like you need it to live.
Okay.
And you know, you'll just spend your money. So they're a bit nefarious. But there are dialysis centers that like are very important. Like they're all important, but ones who are maybe in, farther out communities, maybe it's the only one in their area.
Right.
So, okay. So basically this prop is asking for more regulations of them. So, it's kind of similar to, you know, what Republicans say abortion clinics need, you know, like
the funding that abortion clinics need,
or just what they have to do to receive funding, I guess, So, you have to have this kind of doctor. Oh, your walls actually have to be like 8 feet and they can't be 7 feet.
Right.
It's not as bad as that. It's asking for like doctors who specialize in kidney or, you know, to be
red
on
tape
site.
That's not necessary for.
Right. But it's not,
of the facility.
Well, I mean, it's not quite like that though, because the abortion stuff is bullshit, but this one, you know, having like a specialist on, you know, the center say it would be expensive, but then kidney dialysis centers like are worth billions of dollars, but it might take away rural ones and have them shut down. So it might have people, you know, yeah. So it's not like as ridiculous as the things they say about the abortion clinics, but it's still aimed with the same goal.
I see.
And so really it's hard because the opponents and the proponents of this bill are literally the kidney dialysis company and then one union for healthcare workers. So they're going at it. And the Women's League of Voters, I think, might be neutral. I looked up another list of props and they also were neutral on it. And the reason is it's because it's just like, I don't know if they will close. I don't know if it will become more expensive. I don't even know who's, like,
right.
It's clearly like there's a contract issue with the dialysis clinics and the healthcare workers they employ, right?
Right.
So it's like that's where they're butting heads. So, you know, it's a nooch for me. I'm not really sure which one to go with.
Okay. And with that number again, please.
And 23.
I look more into 23. Okay.
Okay.
Right. I support that.
24, it stops companies from selling information. Yang Gang is pro.
Okay, Yang. Oh my God, did you see his wife was like on one of those, there's like some doctor or something that was being sued for like sexual assault. And I didn't read the article, so don't listen to me, y'all. It might be like perpetuating slander, but then I think Andrew Yang's wife was one of the victims.
Oh my goodness.
I think it was like a gynecologist or OBGYN.
Wow. Wow.
Those are two different things, right?
OBGYN is a gynecologist.
It's like more baby, yeah, right? Or is it the same?
I think it's the
same umbrella.
I think OBGYNs deliver babies. And they also can be your gynecologist.
Okay.
You know, I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Well, I feel we're like educating everybody about props, and we're like, wait a minute, does a gynecologist touch babies?
No, I just don't know if like gynecologist is just a different like term for like OBGYN. You know what I mean?
I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I mean, this is a yes. This one's also very complicated. I don't quite understand, like, when the opponents say something, the proponents are just like, oh, well, like, you're wrong.
Okay.
So it's kind of a back and forth. But basically, it strengthens amendments in the California Consumer Protection Act. It's meant to, also it gets us closer to the European Union set of privacy laws that are stricter and more protective of citizens.
Okay.
So I'm a pro. However, opponents do say that there could be a way to quote unquote, like pay for privacy. So businesses can like charge you more if you don't give your information. You know, it's kind of like a rewards bonus.
Right.
So if you were to give your information, that's like a reward. Now you're open to this. The prop say that like that's very unlikely. I'm
interesting. Well, that also seems like an easy like aspect to kind of like try to sway people for the opposite. So I could see that too, but.
And it's an opt out system, here's the thing. Like there's nothing that talks about that right now on the books in Cal, like, to prevent that. So there is no opt in. So basically opt in would be your phone and the agreement you have with the business, automatically they won't do your data. And then you have the right to opt in and say yes. Like that's what people think the system should be, but the system's not that, and this could be amended.
I see.
So I think it makes little breakthroughs in privacy, but still there's a long way to go, but I'm for it. I'm yes.
Okay.
I'm yes on 24.
I'm probably yes too.
Okay. And so 22 is a no. For us, it is to make gig economy workers independent contractors, not employees. So it's really all about workers.
Like shutting down Uber and stuff.
Was it?
Because like you know, Uber and Lyft almost like stopped a couple of weeks or 3 weeks ago.
Oh yeah. No, actually, I don't know that.
Yeah, they almost stopped, and it was because of a certain like law that got passed or bill got passed recently. Again, guys, I'm sorry, I don't know the details.
Wait, but something about this is coming back to me.
Basically, it like turned people who, because I think on Uber it's like contract workers versus employees, and the law was saying if you have contract workers that work so many hours, I think it's like the gist of it, then they have to be considered employees, and then you have to provide certain things if someone's considered an employee like that. So Uber and Lyft threatened to like shut down operations in California, and then they were able to get like a stay basically on some court case that they're like appealing for that bill.
Yeah, that is the bill. That was, that happened in 2016, I guess.
So will you say yes on it?
No, it's a no.
It's a no. It's okay. a no.
It is voting against the giant tech companies that don't pay their workers minimum wage.
Okay. So that would allow people to be contract workers or not be?
This is pro contract workers. Okay, cool. Yeah. Okay. So it's a no. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I just want to make sure. I believe in that.
And who do you think is funding this bill? Lyft, Uber, DoorDash, Instacart, and Postmates.
Wait, that's so funny that they're the ones who said they didn't want. Now I'm confused.
Okay, the bill is to make them independent contractors.
Okay.
So we're voting no. Okay. And the people putting all the money into yes are Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, and Postmates.
Okay.
Yeah. So, opponents are the California Labor Federation, the California Teachers Association, the State Building and Construction Trades Council of California, Gig Workers Rising, California State Council of Laborers. Basically every pro-labor group in California is an opponent of this bill, or prop. I keep saying bill.
All right.
So, and then our last one is a big old yes. It upholds what the legislature has already done, that eliminates the cash bail system. So it gets rid of cash bail, which I wholeheartedly agree with. Right? So like, you shouldn't have to just fucking be in jail.
Buy your way out.
Yeah, buy your way out. Get rid of that cash bail.
Yeah.
And, guys, because it's like the props.
Yeah. Cause if you could just buy your way out, like how does that deter you from committing a crime?
No, it doesn't.
Specifically like crimes like that, that can like, you know, somebody in life has like a second or third strike for some dumbass bullshit like that, that you're like, well, I can get out. I mean, I guess you don't just get buy your way out of the charge. I guess I shouldn't like assume that, but you know what I mean? Like even just like spending the time in jail. You know, even just like the mental health of spending that time waiting for your trial, if you can like, you know, bail yourself out.
No, totally. There's the advantages are insurmountable if you can, you know, make bail. So we just need to get rid of it. And those are them props. And then we haven't done our crazy old cuckoo of the week. We're bringing, since we brought our Queen of the Week, RBG, rest in peace, baby.
Where's my lighter? Hold on.
Light it up for her. We decided to bring back a crazy old kook who, basically is the opposite of everything that RBG stood for.
And we stand for.
Light that up for her.
All
right. And our crazy old kook is Joe Wilson.
It's the crazy old kook of the week. Why you gotta be so fucking crazy?
Who, I don't know if you guys remember him, but he was on Sacha Baron Cohen's Who is America and said that kindergartners should have guns.
To protect themselves from school shooters.
Yep. He is running against a young Democrat, Adair Burrows. I didn't look anything about her up or her platform because all I know is that she doesn't want kindergartners to have guns. So that's, I don't need to know anything else about her.
Oh my God.
That's all I need to know. That's our crazy old kook. And these props, like we'll put them on the IG, the stories when it gets closer, we'll do a little highlight.
Yeah.
A little more organized than my.
And we'll send out some we'll have some stories with some,
We'll do another state. I'll do another state.
Oh yeah. Let us know. Come and ask what states you want us to like check out some more props.
I could do New Jersey. We got some of my New Jersey friends listening.
Yeah. I could do Texas. Or we should look into some swing states.
Fun.
Or battleground states. Oh,
let's do that. Oh, that's good. We'll educate.
All right, y'all. Well, this has been beautiful as always.
Yes. I'm pretty high.
I know.
I was going to work out, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
I'm feeling pretty good now. I was a little stressed out, you know, prior to hopping on this Zoom, but it's nice to be able to talk about everything that's been going on, smoke a little bit of weed, and, you know, connect with somebody. So I appreciate you, Sammy. I appreciate all of you for listening. And
yeah, we appreciate you guys. Also, you know, like, it's so good to be high when you talk about all this depressing stuff.
Really chills. Don't forget, that's what makes this so easy for us, y'all.
That's why we're here. That's why we're smoking and chatting and forgetting and losing thought and then be like, oh, wait.
Come at us, y'all. And also come at us with what y'all been smoking. I want to know what you guys be smoking listening to this pod.
We'll do some polls and okay. we'll ask some people on our latest grid post, what state would you like us to do?
There you go. Yes. Okay. All right. Have a good day, everybody. Bye.